This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your lifestyle.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of sanity. Right here on the real side, always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on here in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really, I mean that sincerely. I'm really glad that you spend the time with me. I know you could be listening to 3,000 other shows, but you've chosen this one, which I do appreciate. Helps me make two nickels to rub together, you know, pay the bills. You know how it works. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. You can do so much up there, including, come on, buy my book. It's really that simple. Buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. It's a thing you've been taught, or the things you have been taught to hate over the last 8 years. And you don't have to. You don't have to hate them. You don't have to be afraid of them. You don't, I mean, there's so many things that are going on in the book. Look, I give you information. If you're on the right and you don't know how to approach the left, I give you the information on how to do that. Really simple, real basic stuff. I mean, if you've heard me speak, if you've heard me talk, you know it ain't complicated. Or it ain't going to be complicated because I wouldn't have wrote it. But it gives you the information to be able to push back. It allows you to let these people know that we're not to be hated. We're not to be... they don't have to be afraid of us. And I know a lot of them are. So push back. Learn how to push back. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want it autographed, you have to order it from the website. If you don't care about the autograph, then just grab it from Amazon. It'll be faster. You'll get it quicker, the whole nine yards. Also up on the website, you're going to find stories written by other writers, not just me. I'm not the only guy that writes up there. We're always looking for good writers, too. So send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Also, remember, follow us on Facebook. Okay? Follow us at The Real Side. Some of you reach out to me personally to become friends on my family site. You know, I don't use the family site for the political stuff. You want to do that? You do that on the Real Side Radio Facebook page. Anyway, I got so many stories I want to get to, and so many stories I know I'm not going to get to. But this is the one. I know some of you feminine types are going to get mad at me for this. Because I don't know what it's like to be a girl. No kidding. And nor do I want to. But California, there's a California high school is replacing the mirrors in the girls' bathrooms. That's Laguna Beach. Now, they want the girls to know that they're special. So when they come to school last Thursday, the mirrors in the girls' bathrooms were gone. They were replaced with signs of affirmation like you're doing better than you think and you are extraordinary. Isn't this part of what got us in trouble with the snowflake group to begin with? Poor girls walking out of the bathroom with lipstick all over their face and up on their cheeks because mascara like up on their forehead because there's no mirror. What are they going to use? Right? Well, yeah, but don't you guys do this, like, all day long?
No, we don't.
So, when they, and that's the other thing, right? Anyway, others read, smile and keep your head up as well as you are enough. You are beautiful. Positivity can change your life. I mean, this is just just nuts. And, yeah, I was right. I want equal. I mean, I don't know if I want you are beautiful in there, right? I mean, would you? I don't want anybody telling me. Yeah, that's kind of weird. Going to the bathroom and having somebody tell me how special I am. I don't think so. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let's see.
I deserve good things. I am entitled to my share of happiness. I refuse to beat myself up. I am an attractive person. I am fun to be with.
Daily Affirmation with Stuart Smalley. Stuart Smalley is a caring nurturer, a member of several 12-step programs, but not a licensed therapist.
I'm going to do a terrific show today, and I'm going to help people because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
And I stole my Senate seat. Yeah. Anyway, really, that's what we need, because that makes tougher, stronger people. That make you know what these guys are doing is they're creating a more of a snowflake environment, right? The change came after 17-year-old student, one person, Sabrina Astle, a member of the campus kindness club, approached school officials with her idea for schools. You know, I envision this. Little blonde-haired, boppy, poppy girl bouncing all over the place going, wouldn't it be great if we could make everybody feel wonderful and mirrors make them feel so bad and, God, so California. Anyway, a member of the Campus Kindness Club approached school officials with her idea of schools. What if week, last week, the theme for Thursday was, what if we showed more love? Yeah, she watched too much Stuart Smalley growing up, too. This is why I started making the posters in the first place. I felt this would be a good time to hang the signs, she said. I put the signs in the bathroom the night before so students would see them throughout the day. It made their day. What a teed me off. When I was 16 and 17, I wanted to comb my hair and make sure, you know, I mean, yeah, it would have made me nuts. Laguna Hills Activity Center Director, Chelsea Maxwell, said something that you won't know about till after the break if you don't come back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Come on back. I'm going to give you some affirmation. That's right. We'll be right back. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
We are back. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me, that you have spent with me on the air. The head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the labels that have been given to us over the years, all the ones that we're told that, you know, they're not really labels. I mean, they're just, they're what we are, right? Not what the left tells me. Which I always never understood. So, let me see. Right wing, which means I'm conservative. They don't like that because it's conservative. Which means that, you know, I don't mind not wasting your money, or any of that stuff. Now, Bible thumping. Wow. So, biblical principles are really bad, like loving your neighbor, want to take care of kids, orphans, loved ones, that kind of stuff. Yeah, that's all terrible, nasty stuff. And the white guy I always get, they're teaching us how to hate white people. Now, the thing I think is hilarious is for years we were told we couldn't hate black people because they had no control over their skin color. Do I need to go further? Seriously? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. 732-5563. Okay, so we're talking about Laguna Hills High School in California. Figures it's California. That's decided to remove the mirrors and put up signs of daily affirmations. Okay? Because apparently Saturday Night Live from years gone by is what the school kind of lays everything out on, right? I mean, that's their foundation. Remember this guy?
For me, I would rather look good than to feel good, and you know who you are. George!
You know, I mean, seriously. Hey, oh, no, this one's even better, I think. Right? Will this come on? Come on! Here's the button. Go. Ah, never mind. That's stupid. Hate those things. Anyhow, no, really, we've been so pushed into a corner believing... You got to look good. You got to feel good. You are the best, even if you're not. Right? You're the prettiest one in the room, even if you're not. I mean, seriously, I realize that for girls or young ladies, it's tougher for them. My wife tells me. My daughters tell me what it's like. But you know what? If you're basing everything on your looks, if you're teaching your kids that everything is about their looks, and they'll only be accepted because of how they look, who the heck are they hanging around with, and why do that to them? You know, your girls, your boys, whatever. If you have a girl that's not stunning looking, but daddy keeps telling her she's... My girls used to say to me, "Your dad, you have to say that." And it didn't matter how often I said, "No, actually, I don't. You know my personality better than that." Didn't help. They had to figure that out on their own. But putting signs on the wall that says, "You're beautiful." Here, let me see. Putting up the signs, what do these signs say? Signs with affirmation. You're doing better than you think. Man, if I've got a sign talking to me telling me I'm doing better than I think, maybe I'm drinking too much. And you are extraordinary. Right? I mean, smile. You know how many people get teed off of that? Remember that? Remember when we said that Hillary wasn't smiling enough? And oh my God, what were we called? How about the one, keep your head up? Okay, that's good. That's a positive thing to do. You are enough. You are beautiful. I mean, seriously. How about ones like, never give up. Keep trying. You can make it. That would be, to me, more positive affirmations, more positive mindset, helping people to push through. They're going, you are enough. Well, geez. The D minus I just got, I'm enough. I'm done. Thank you very much. I really appreciate that. So Laguna Hills Activity Director Chelsea Maxwell said Astle had channeled her energy this semester into promoting positivity on campus, and student organizers who helped with the project last week were overwhelmed with positive feedback. Our hope is that the signs remind our girls to focus on everything they are, smart, loved, important, and so much more. Oh, God. You know, how about teaching them how to do this stuff, not just telling them? Right? You know, this again, we talk about this snowflake thing that we've got going on. And we talk about the me thing we have going on with a lot of young people. This was all around about mom and dad telling them how great they were, how the world revolved around them, how they couldn't do anything wrong. They were the best, they were the fastest, they were the smartest. Without even working for it. I've never understood when kids were small why we made such a big deal out of beauty and how they looked. They had no control over it, number one. Number two, they were going to change and continue to change well into their teens. You keep telling a little girl how beautiful she is, then all of a sudden she gets some pimples, freckles, and starts losing teeth. And she's not feeling very beautiful. And she thinks you're lying to her. Those are all good things to do to a child, aren't they? Our hope is the signs remind our girls to focus on everything they are, smart, loved, important, and so much more. Astle said the response from her classmates was more than she expected. "I didn't think I was doing anything that wouldn't impact anyone," she said. "I thought it may be brighten their day or lift their confidence before their next class, but I didn't think it would make this large of an impact. The whole project is aimed at highlighting equality and compassion for others. The signs have helped people remember that everyone is beautiful, everyone is important, everyone is good enough." Now look, Everyone is not beautiful. Sorry. And let's talk about inner beauty. And even then, there's some pretty ugly people out there. Everyone is important. Yeah, I got that one. Everyone is not good enough because they're not trying hard enough. Or they're not working it the way they should. Saying they're good enough gives them a stopping point, doesn't it? Everyone should be treated equally. That's true. See, what I'm saying, I did this because I'm passionate about the fact that everyone is important. Everyone needs to be cared for. These are all, like, they should be normal, natural things. School officials ultimately decided to keep the signs in place for now, and the school visitor discovered them over the weekend and posted photos to a feminist Facebook group, the Pantsuit Nation. That post by Shannon McKinney Laub quickly exploded to 52,000 likes and well over 1,000 comments over a couple of days. I walked into the girls' bathroom at a local high school, she said, over the weekend and was so amazed and overjoyed at what I saw. No mirrors, just affirmations. So I guess just telling you that you're good enough, just telling you that you're great at what you do, apparently is all you need. You don't need anything else. So where is the point at which you have success or failure? How do you teach your kids about success or failure? Or are they too young, too small? You don't want to do it. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. When we come back, Pittsburgh, Kansas journalism students found out some pretty nasty things about their principal's background. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. I am Joe Messina. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic.
Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. It's a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, let's just get back to it. California is like whacked. We all know this, though, right? This is not news. I hope to God it's not news. Really, these guys, I've told this story before. California will pass some of the strictest, most conservative legislation. And we do it by referendum here. You can put a law on the ballot. And we voted against same-sex marriage, right, as a whole. Not squeaked by either. Then we voted for a constitutional amendment against same-sex marriage. And law after law after law. So anyway, and those are pretty, you'd call those pretty conservative laws, at least I think you would. And then what happens? We vote, not we, not me, but Californians as a whole, they voted the most loony legislators, the most left-leaning loony legislators probably in the country. And what do those legislators do? They bring on laws, they put bills on the table that overturn everything the Californians won. At 72% right now is what the number was running when I last checked it. Governor Moonbeam, he's trying to add another 12 cents a gallon tax to pay for infrastructure, even though he already raised the tax early in his administration to be able to fix infrastructure, but we didn't fix infrastructure. They blew the money on, I don't know. I would say it, but I don't know if there isn't little kids still listening to the show. But they blew all this money. And now what they want you to do, what the crackheads want you to do, is give them more crack. Now, see, some of you are new to the show. And here's what I think we ought to do. I think we ought to give them the money they want. Okay? But if we can prove that 10 cents went the wrong way, that it was spent on something it wasn't supposed to be spent on, then I think everybody from the administration gets a 20-year sentence in a North Korean jail. Anybody with me? I mean, seriously, this is like nuts and out of hand. And they look at you and they start telling you, California needs to be first. It needs to be first at this, first at that. We need better roads and we need this and we have bridges that are collapsing. Well, we have bridges that are collapsing, Moonbeam, because you back in the 70s wouldn't spend nickel one on infrastructure when you were governor the first time. Why they gave you a second chance, I don't know. Why? Because most of these people have bought the lie that the Dems are the best person for the job. Well, maybe if you start looking at the rest of the states in this country and the ones that are run by Dems and what kind of financial state they're in, maybe, just maybe, two of your brain cells will heat up, rub together, and give you the idea that it's not working out so well. I see this stuff, and I'm thinking, you do it to yourselves. Go back, go to my website, therealside.com. I have a piece that says California elections have consequences. And the Californians have voted in 2/3 of the legislature are now Democrats, and Republicans have no voice, absolutely no voice. And when you ask locals, when you ask people or tell them about certain bills that are being passed, this is why I say to you, I should be able to take your voter card away. You have voters that think Republicans are running the state, and that's why it's in such bad shape. And then you look at them and you say, excuse me, your people are running this state. 2/3 of the government, or the legislation at the state level, are Democrats. So if you don't like your high taxes, you can't blame the Republicans. You have to blame the Democrats. They're the ones running it all. But they've got their people so bullpuckied that they think it's the Republicans making the mess. And that's why I said to you, if you can't answer basic questions like who's the governor, what party does he belong to, you know, what who's running this state, what party do they belong to, what party believes in this, then they get to cut up your voter card. For me, it's that easy. I know. Everybody has the right to vote, Joe. You know, our founding fathers had the right idea. Right? They only wanted landowners to vote. You know why they only wanted landowners to vote? Think about it. They only wanted landowners to vote because they had skin in the game. They knew what it took. They knew what it took for them to take care of their land. So it's like nuts. All right. So in Kansas, Pittsburgh, Kansas, journalism students at Kansas Pittsburgh High School recently exposed their new principal's questionable education credentials, and the discovery forced her to resign from the $93,000 a year job. She was going to be the head of our school, and we wanted to be sure that she was qualified and had the proper credentials. That's according to senior Trina Paul, editor of the Booster Redux student newspaper. We stumbled on some things that most might not consider legitimate credentials. On March 6th, the Pittsburgh Board of Education voted to hire Amy Robertson, an educator who has spent roughly the last two decades in Dubai. She served as a principal. Oh, they were hiring her to serve as the principal of Pittsburgh High School based on her alleged education degrees from Corliss University and experience as CEO of the consulting firm Atticus IS Consultants. Now, in a press release, district spokesman Zach Fletcher announced, Robertson comes to Pittsburgh with decades of experience in education. The release also praised her work as an education consultant firm where she gained leadership and management experience. I felt like she is very knowledgeable about what's going on in education today. In college and career readiness, she's very familiar with the Common Core. She knows about how a building works and how about maintaining a safe environment, so said Superintendent Destry Brown. But the more students began digging in their past, the quicker it seemed to unravel. They learned that through online searches that Corliss University is not an accredited university, and it's known as a diploma mill offering useless degrees and diplomas. The school's website was also defunct, student found. The aspiring journalist also contacted the U.S. Department of Education, but had no record of the school or its closure since 1986. Now, you would think that the school district would have done some of this. Or you would think that the group that went out and actually found this person, because I know how they work. Like they do at our school. They're supposed to check them. They're supposed to vet these people. And then you would think that once they made a decision, once they decided this was the person they were going to bring on, that they would do another check to make sure. Anyway, the current status of Corliss University is not relevant because when I received my MA in 1994 and my PhD in 2010, there was no issue with the school. Students reported that Robertson also presented incomplete answers conflicting with dates and inconsistencies in her responses. So the adults in the room couldn't figure this out? The kids had to do it? In a later conversation with the Star, Robertson alleged, all three of my degrees have been authenticated by the U.S. government, and refused to comment further on the question posed by the PHS students regarding her credentials because their concerns are not based on facts. She must be a Democrat. Think about this. Look at, even with what's going on right now, with Trump having connections to the Republicans, with collusion with the Republicans on the election. Well, according to all 17 of the national security groups, there isn't any evidence. None. Absolutely none. The students' online searches also turned up articles by Gulf News detailing Robert's connection to an English language school in Dubai. A junior Mahdi Baden, one of the six students who participated in the research, told the local news source. The 2012 articles, not one, said Dubai's education authority had suspended the license for Dubai American Scientific School and accused Robertson of not being authorized to serve as principal for the school. The private for-profit school received an unsatisfactory rating on Dubai's education authority inspection, and it received that rating every year from 2008 to 2012. And it was closed in 2013. Two schools. So these are two educational groups that she belonged to that were closed. Maybe she's a jinx. Everybody kept telling him to stop poking. Stop looking where your nose doesn't belong. The student newspaper advisory, Emily Schmidt, told the Post that they were at a loss at something that was so easy for them to see that the adults couldn't find it. Although kids are better at digging at this stuff than we are at times. Now, they're saying that the kids never went at somebody like this before. So they're curious as to why they would do it to this person. But, you know, in a special school board meeting, the president said that the Robertson was no longer becoming the Pittsburgh High School, which is a good thing. Why can't adults think? When it comes to our kids, we keep talking, oh, our kids, they're the most important thing we have. Well, apparently not. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Come on back. We're back on safe spaces again. Yeah, go throw up and come on back.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammer knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie Hammered Knives. Custom knives made in America.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Please answer the question.
We are back. Listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. And I so much appreciate you being with me tonight. Hey, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can also buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy. All the things you've been taught to hate, but you don't have to hate. You don't even have to give it second thought. Really, that simple. Head over there. All the labels that we've been tagged with, you're going to get inundated with. I should have had a book so I could read. You know, one of my first, what's that thing called? A chapter. One of the first chapters is called Absolutes? Absolutely not. That we can't have foundational beliefs anymore. We can't have things that are solidly right and wrong. Because that leaves somebody out. And we want to be all inclusive. And if you don't believe me, go look at the stories we've done. I said, just talking to somebody about this today. We've done the stories where we've had people that have had plastic surgery, big buck plastic surgery, to make themselves, one was going to look like a leopard. And she actually even had tattoos of leopard skin on her body. And I said, 20 years ago, that person would have been put in a facility to help them come back to reality. But no, now we celebrate it. We celebrate their individuality. Right? Who are we to tell them what they are? That's how far we've gone. We've got to the point in this society where we allow this craziness, yeah? It is a sickness. The young lady, when she gets home in the afternoon and she gets down on all fours and she acts like a cat, she laps milk out of a bowl when cats really don't want milk out of a bowl. You want to be a real cat? Go outside, honey, in your birthday suit and go grab a couple of squirrels, a couple of birds. Let me see you float through the air and be a cat instead of you being the cat that you believe is supposed to be. Like that woman, the loon from the left who tried to turn her cat into a vegetarian. And guess what happened? The cat died. You know why the cat died? Because it needed meat. That's how they live. God. And just because you, on the left, just because you think something is right, just because you think something should be a certain way, doesn't mean it's right or real. We got that guy that's 57 years old, identified as a 7-year-old girl, and he was living at home with his parents. Let's not put him in a home either, because he's dangerous to nobody. That was okay, too. We're embracing all these whacked ideas. We're embracing all these things that we had right in the beginning. You need to go to the hospital. You need to get some help. You need to be treated. God. And then that one guy that wanted to be an alien. We did that a couple of weeks ago. Remember that? Had his nose almost taken off. Had his ears removed. Had his eyes made. Now, here's the funny thing about it. He looked like a stereotypical alien that you would see in a 50s movie. What makes him think that's real? Right? So what happened? And if you follow their mindset, so let me see if I got this right. Mother Nature screwed up your DNA because you were really supposed to be an alien? There's a new one. We're accepting all this stuff like it's normal. I've got news for you people. It's abnormal. It makes no sense. It's against, if you don't believe in God, it's against nature. Nature did not make a mistake by not making you an alien. Nature did not make a mistake by not making you a cat. Or a leopard. Or anything else other than a human, male or female. And I'm sorry for those of you that are bent on gender fluidity. There are only two types of DNA, right? And if you're saying, I don't understand how you say that God / Mother Nature got your DNA wrong. Because you think it's wrong. I don't know. Somebody would have to sit down and explain it to me. Okay. This just in. Because this is something none of us knew. A previous show host at Fox News, a female show host, says that Fox had strict dress codes. Who would have known? Who really? No, who would have known? You remember Jedediah Bela? And she was always on the edge of mean and nasty anyhow. She thought it was terrible that they didn't make her, they didn't allow her to wear pantsuits. They wanted the women dressed a certain way, and they wanted the men dressed a certain way. She said you would get the wardrobe, and you used to go into the room, and there were a bunch of dresses you could choose from. I was told at one point I wasn't allowed to wear orange because Roger Ailes didn't like the color orange. Okay, so what? He's paying your big fat check. If he wants you to wear blue every day, guess what? You wear blue every day. She said, I didn't see any pants. People always say, why didn't you wear pants? She says, you notice I wear pants here all the time. She's on The View now, by the way. She said, I didn't wear pants because I wasn't given a pant option. Well, no kidding. Because the guy who's signing your check didn't want the women wearing pants. The women then critiqued American culture for its leniency in allowing institutions or people charged with sexual harassment to continue on with employment. Bila said that she believes. So I guess what happens is if you're charged and it's not proven, you need to be fired. See, so even though you could be innocent, simply because you were charged, you need to go. So why didn't they impeach Billy Boy? Why don't those same criteria apply to Dems when they're getting on the case of Dems? There was all kinds of sexual impropriety when Billy Boy had the White House. Or, as I lovingly refer to him, as Billy Bob. And now everybody's all excited because they think that advertisers are running away from Bill in droves. But, you know, even if that's true, it won't be that long. And again, like I said, this is another story, another proof positive that ultimately they do have two sets of rules. One for them and one for the rest of us. Everybody else. Okay, here's a heartwarming good story. College president rejects safe spaces and students respond by demanding her resignation. Little brats. Just a bunch of brats. You know what this reminds me of? You know when a little brat in a supermarket, like 5, 6 years old, yeah, I said brats. He wants the candy bar. He's pointing the candy bar. You see, he's yelling at his mother. She gives him a little knuckle to the head and goes, "You're not getting the candy bar. Let's go." And he throws himself down and he says, "You're not my mommy anymore." I don't know why you guys don't just keep walking. That's what I would do. I'd say, "Okay, no problem. See you later." I would keep going. So the students at the University of Arizona are demanding their president resign after she said she doesn't support safe spaces. Student recently asked Northern Arizona University President Rita Cheng how she could endorse safe spaces even though she doesn't take action in situations of injustice, describing the situation in which a preacher was promoting hate speech against marginalized students. Cheng responded that she doesn't actually support safe spaces. As a university professor, I'm not sure I have any support at all for safe spaces, replied Cheng. I think that you as a student have to develop the skills to be successful in the world and that we need to provide you with the opportunity for discourse and debate. Wow. So she's saying, hey, suck it up. You're going to find this in the real world once you get out of this little four walls that we have here. When you get out of the real world, people aren't going to care about whether your little heirs hear something or not. It just doesn't matter. The NAU Student Action Coalition called for Cheng's resignation on Facebook. Well, there you go. Another Facebook warrior. Good for them. President Cheng's answer at the forum were insufficient, the SAC stated, and that she's not ready or willing to engage in these serious conversations and, more importantly, work towards solutions. Well, I think that was the solution, telling you that you weren't going to get a safe space, that you needed to learn how to deal with society and people who didn't believe like you. You needed to learn how to talk with them. You needed to learn how to discuss through these things. I think she dealt with it wonderfully. There have been too many microaggressions and bigoted actions that have taken place on campus and on social media that had threatened the safety and livelihood of our current student population. Wow. But who decides what's hate speech and what isn't? What's aggression and what's not? Because from what I've seen in the past, I don't want any of these little hoodlums deciding that. Creating segregated spaces for different groups on our campus only leads to misunderstanding, distrust, and reduces the opportunity for discussion and engagement. She's right. She's 100% on. Suck it up. Be strong. Learn how to deal with people who don't agree with you. That's the way to do it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Sight on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do so much appreciate the time you spend with me. Listen, tell your friends about the show. Tell your loved ones. Tell your enemies. You don't want to see somebody pop an eyeball? Tell your enemies about the show. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.